This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Gosh, it's so sweet. I don't know what I'm more excited about. The Roe versus Wade decision, or the fact that it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, or that we're about to...
Buenas tardes
out of here and go fight off some communist fish and save America for a week. I don't know what I'm excited about, but I know it's a good day. Back to our Teddy Roosevelt talk. The question was about Teddy Roosevelt. What do I think about him? And I geeked out a little bit on what an incredible human being he was. He was just a really, really incredible human being, just an amazing person. He also has what I consider to be the greatest political quote of all time. And to be frank, this has been a big part of how I have tried to live my life since I read the quote. I mean, people ask me, you know, why'd you jump into the Marines? Why'd you run for Congress? You know, why'd you try for some media career thing, which I can't believe ended up working out? Well, this is why. This is the Theodore Roosevelt quote. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best, in the end, knows the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. That's awesome. And that's how he lived his life. And I do the best I can to try to live mine that way. And that was all the good. I am going to round this out with a little bit of bad on my thoughts on Teddy Roosevelt. Someone has a hard question about Trump, and I'm going to answer that in a minute. But he was a pretty awful president. And he was an awful president because the Roosevelts, him and Franklin, they were very much people who believed the limits on their power were absurd and they should be able to blow those limits up and do whatever they wanted to do. Teddy, we talk about people who believe they should rule as kings and queens. Teddy was all about the common man, but Teddy very much thought he should rule as a king and a queen. He had no time for the Constitution or limitations or anything like that. He just didn't have time for that stuff. And both Roosevelts did a lot to blowing up the size of the government. But, I mean, even with that, I can't help but love the guy. And I still just cannot believe we removed his statue. All right, let's get to a hard question about Trump. Because I opened up the show in the wake of this Roe versus Wade thing, and I played this from 2016. Here was Trump in the debate.
Do you want to see the court overturn Roe
v. Wade? Well, if we put another two or perhaps three justices on, that's really what's going to be, that will happen. And that'll happen automatically, in my opinion, because I am putting pro-life justices on the court. I will say this, it will go back to the states, and the states will then make a determination.
And he did it. He won the election, and he put his money where his mouth is, and he did it. And like I said at the beginning of the show, it's easy to give credit to Trump today. Not so easy to give credit to McConnell, but they both deserve a lot of credit for today. Today was today was in large part thanks to Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell. It was. So that leads me to this question. Someone's upset. Dear sitting in your own stew, Jesse, I'll have you know they finally fixed the air conditioning. So now it's kind of fixed, Chris. It's fixed enough that I'm not sitting here suffering kidney failure behind the microphone. Anyway, I was a huge supporter of Donald Trump, he says. I was never happy with the people he surrounded himself with. Omarosa? Really? I remember the moment he lost me for good. I was screaming at the TV as he talked about 15 days to slow the spread. How could he not see what was happening? I always thought he had great instincts. Was this an effect of the people surrounding him? What would keep him from making similar mistakes if he was reelected? Says I can use his name. His name is Rick. Okay, Rick. I'm going to go over this in a very frank way. And it'll be very, very offensive to some. And it's important that you remember. I know we have a bunch of new listeners. If you're offended by anything I'm about to say, I don't give a crap. You're welcome to email me and tell me your love, your hate, your death threats. We just got a fresh death threat today. Someone told me someone's coming for me. Well, they're all welcome to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember, if this offends you, I don't care. Trump, the gigantic thing that handicapped him. There were two things that handicapped him. One, there's no excuse for. And two, I can actually make a big excuse for it. One of the things that handicapped Trump that there's no excuse for is his selection of personnel. I don't care how much you love Trump. You understand full well by this point in time what a big fan I am overall of his presidency. Although I don't man worship, I'm a big fan of his presidency. There's no excuse for bringing in the absolute losers that he brought in consistently. It wasn't like a one-off. Anthony Scarmucci, Rex Tillerson, like you pointed out, Omarosa. How could you possibly bring these losers that everyone knew were losers, how could you bring them into your White House and expect anything but disaster? And it always ended disastrously. Trump has to own that. All right, so I'm going to give that to Trump. Another terrible thing that handicapped Trump, which actually I will make an excuse for him on, was Trump did not understand. And this actually goes to his 15 days to slow the spread stuff and whatnot. Trump did not understand just how deep the rot was within every single part of the system. Trump assumed, yeah, Democrats are bad, media is bad, but at least I'll have this, or at least I'll have that. At least, you know, hey, the generals will be with me. After all, they're my generals. He didn't understand. There's nobody with you. The entire system's against you if you're on the right. And the reason I make an excuse for him on that is I didn't understand that either. I mean, when Donald Trump was elected, I knew that there were powerful forces against him, obviously. Everyone knew that. I didn't understand how deep the rot went. I didn't, it's not like I've ever been a pom-pom waver for the FBI. I didn't realize the entire Federal Bureau of Investigation was against him. I didn't understand these hardcore establishment Republican types were against him. I didn't know that either. So I can make an excuse for him. What, Chris? Yeah, Chris brought this up. I brought it up last night. I mean, wrap your mind around how amazing this is that Trump, and I don't give him credit for this because it was a disaster, passed Operation Warp Speed, which gave a whole bunch of money to these pharmaceutical companies and relieved them of all liability, and now 15-year-olds are dying of heart attacks and can't be sued. But remember, he's the one that gave all that to them. And then they already had the mRNA. They already had it. They acted like they were working on it. They already had it. This just allowed them to bring it to market without properly testing it. But they chose not to bring it to market, which would have been a huge win politically, until after he won the election. I think it was like 5 days or after he lost re-election. Then they said, "Up, got a vaccine. Woohoo!" They knew that would have been a big win for Trump. And even the gigantic corporations were against him. I do make excuses for him with that because I didn't understand how deep that rot went anyway. Which brings me to 15 days to slow the spread, because I get that a lot from a lot of people, and people know how mad I was about that at the time. I'm not a Johnny come lately to this thing like virtually everyone else on the right. Day one when this was announced, I said this is insane and this is stupid and it should never happen. And I tried to get Trump not to do it. I tried to the best I could to stop it. He had things I was saying placed in front of him on the desk in the Oval Office. So I was trying. Look, I tried. I did the best I could. He read them. I tried. He didn't choose to heed that. Why didn't he choose to heed that? I will tell you why he chose not to heed that in just a moment. Let's get to where we are, though. That's where we were. Let's get to where we are. Where we are, we are in a place where we are going to have to accept that we are continuously in battles in this country. Endless cultural battles, corporate battles. That's just, I know you don't love that. Who loves that? Oh, a whole life of fighting. That sucks. I know that. That's the time we've been given. All we can do now is choose to be strong and be healthy. And when I talk to you about chalk all the time, that's why I tell you about chalk. It's not just because they're hardcore anti-communists. It's because they're natural herbal supplements with U.S. manufacturing, and they will help make you strong. Wrap your mind around this, guys. Natural herbal supplements, your testosterone levels going up 20% in just 90 days with natural herbal supplements? Fellas, go get a male vitality stack from Chalk. It's what I take. Ladies, get a female vitality stack. Get any of the health options there. They offer my listeners 35% off because they love me and I love them. Go to choq.com and the code Jesse gets you 35% off the entire store. Anything. choq.com, code Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and a great Friday, even though Poopy Pants Joe is sad.
It's a realization of an extreme ideology and a tragic error by the Supreme Court, in my view. The court has done what it has never done before, expressly take away a constitutional right that is so fundamental to so many Americans.
Sorry, Joe. I guess some babies will live now. That's terrible, isn't it? Gosh, really terrible. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. The question was about Trump, in case you missed it, and he's really mad about Trump and his personnel decisions and 15 days to slow the spread and whatnot. And I was very frank about what I liked and what I didn't like and the things that handicapped Trump and whatnot. I don't coddle anybody here. But what really, you brought up Trump's great instincts and whatnot. Trump was overall outstanding and did great things that we should acknowledge and things that we should give him credit for, like this Roe versus Wade thing today. But remember, initially in the primary, a lot of people were against Trump because they said he wasn't a conservative. Ah, he's a New York Democrat, and they accused him of all these other things. Well, whatever you think about Donald Trump, he wasn't a traditional conservative in that he didn't have a natural distrust of government. He thought government could and should be used just for his purposes. Now, there are a lot of times that works out, and there are a lot of times we have to embrace that too, but he didn't understand the danger of handing over the keys to the country to an infectious disease doctor. That was where it went wrong. And if he had more of a distrust of government, small government instinct, I think that may have helped him more to kick that in. And also remember, Trump's a germaphobe. That's well documented. He's a germaphobe. He's one of those guys. And look, some people are like that. Maybe you're like that. I don't happen to be, but that's the way he is. I will always believe that was a big part of why he reacted the way he did. A new virus. Oh, no. I think it kind of freaked him out. But look, what are you going to say? The second he took this booming economy and this country that was thriving and he handed it to Dr. Fauci for even 15 days, presidency over. That's what brought out. That's what brought about the destruction of the economy. It's what brought about all the mail-in ballots. That's what did it. Remember all that mail-in stuff, all that cheating stuff? That all came from coronavirus stuff. That's where all this stuff came from. That's what got it to us. You ask if he's reelected, what will keep him from making similar mistakes? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I just want everyone to get in the primary and fight. I don't know what will keep him from doing it. I don't know. First thing you ought to do is jettison Jared and Ivanka to the moon. He says, you keep saying these people, this next email says, thanks for creating the division. You were the problem. No, I think there's a misunderstanding, buddy. So I want to make sure you're clear on this. And I want all you communists to be clear on this. You have lived your entire life, no matter how old you are as a dirty scumbag communist, you've lived your entire life in America with a right, an opposition party that was very, very kind to you and very accommodating to you. And you lived your entire life, again, no matter how old you are, with a right that wanted things to calm down. I just want to heal the divisions. I just want things to calm down. Can't we calm down? I want to live and let live. I just want to get along. You, communist, you have luxuriated in that America where that was your opposition. People who just wanted to get along with you. And of course, because you're a disgusting scumbag, you couldn't help yourself but take advantage of that because you don't have any moral compass whatsoever. So it allowed you to take advantage of those values. You took the right's desire to live and let live. And now kindergarten teachers are teaching their students to cut their penis off. You couldn't help yourself. But I really want you to be clear on something because what we have here is simply a misunderstanding. You say, I caused the division. I created the division. I want to be divided from you. You're right. I took the division that was there and I expanded it. I made it bigger. You don't understand that this is not the old right anymore. This is the new right. This is the anti-communist party. I feel about you the exact same way. Wrap your mind around this. I feel about you the exact same way you feel about me. Everything you believe, I want it destroyed. And I will dedicate every single minute for the rest of my life to destroying everything you care about. How about that? How about that? All those communist wins you get, all of it, I want it all dismantled and brought to the ground. When I go to sleep tonight and I think about the fact that you won't be able to commit genocide against 60 million American babies anymore, and I think about how mad you are, it makes me smile. It warms my heart, actually. Whatever you want, I will try to stop you and destroy it. And then, wait, it actually gets worse for you. Hold on, you don't understand. Once I achieve all the victory and I destroy everything you love, then I will start making gains for me. I will expand gun rights. I will have more. I want states, individual states, I want them to ban abortion outright. So you have to run screaming back to California where you belong, where you can go murder anyone you want. I want the divide. You don't understand who you're dealing with. You can't use my values against me because I have no values outside of your destruction. Your destruction. I want for you what you want for me. If you could have controlled yourself back when you were dealing with the old right, the live and let live right, then there would never be a me. If you're mad about me and creating divisions and the new right and getting aggressive, you should understand you created me. Without you, I wouldn't be here. There would be no craving of a new right without you. You're an inhuman, immoral, communist monster who doesn't value human life, and you think you're doing good by attempting to destroy the United States of America. I not only want you stopped, I want you run out of the country. I am the division. You're right. When you say you create division to me, it doesn't make me feel bad. It doesn't make me want to defend myself. It puts a smile on my face because I don't want to live around you. I don't want to share your presence. I don't want you in my neighborhood, in my town. I don't want you in my state. I don't want you in my country. I don't want to live within 500 miles of you. You want to take your kid to drag shows and destroy your child? Fine, go practice your demonic sickness somewhere that's separated 10,000 miles from me. I am the divide. You're 100% right. All right, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Somebody has an idea for a prank we should do. We have many, many more questions on The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and it is a great day today. Put a smile on your face and celebrate, all right? You see Disney? Disney says it will cover employee travel costs for abortions. Wrap your mind around how sick that is. They're going to cover the cost for women to travel to other states where it's legal so they can have abortions. Let me ask you a very frank question. Are you going to run out and see the new Lightyear movie? You're going to pay Disney for that? You're going to go pay for an abortion tonight? You're going to run out and see the new Captain America movie? There's a new Thor movie coming. Who doesn't love these superhero movies? Are you going to run out and pay for abortions? Are you? Or are you going to put your money where your morals are? Just asking. Dear all-powerful, elite, Shogun, miniguns, juicing, Jesse Steele, Lion Kelly. That was a lot. Listening to older episodes, I came across this little gem. You were asking Chris, as if he would know the answer. What, Chris? It's fine. But you were asking Chris, is this prank idea of yours a good idea? Buying the 5-foot bronze statue of Bigfoot and having it delivered to your friend's house. You said that maybe if your radio career takes off, which let's be honest, it has. So now you're basically the greatest thing on radio. Is this something you're going to do? I think you should start by pranking Chris and Michael. He says, listen, thank you. Says I can read his name on the air. His name is Danny. All right. I had forgotten about this. And a lot of people, I don't think, will even know what I'm talking about. But if you're older at all, you know, my age or whatever the case may be, and you flew, you're familiar with something called SkyMall. SkyMall. Now, people have so many electronics and everyone's on their devices and whatnot now that people don't really know about SkyMall. Well, here's what SkyMall was. You got on a plane, unless you had a book or something, you would sit down, and in the seat back in front of you, it would have this magazine, and inside the magazine was, gosh, how do I even put this? Everything. There was everything in SkyMall. And it was just a magazine of a bunch of stuff. You could order it, and they would have it. If you wanted a new wallet, there were new wallets in SkyMall. If you wanted a full-size replica sword from Lord of the Rings, it was in SkyMall. If you needed a dog bed, it was in SkyMall. Hey, looking for a new vest in SkyMall. It was all over the place. And some of the most random stuff ever. There was one thing in there. It always fascinated me. They had in there a 5 foot, a 5 foot statue of Bigfoot. It was gigantic. It was bronze. It was very, very heavy. And I remember every time I turned to the page, it was in the magazine forever. So clearly it was popular enough that people were buying it. Every time I turned to the page, I would snicker to myself and I would say, who is buying this? What use does anybody have for a gigantic 5 foot statue of Bigfoot? What purpose does this serve? And then, I guess I should probably pause for a minute and confess, I actually enjoy aggravating people, and I don't understand why that is, and I know that makes me a bad person, but I actually seek out opportunities, new opportunities to aggravate people. So as I'm looking at this Bigfoot, and it was a bunch of money. I forget how much it was. It was like $200-$300 at least, if not more. It was a lot of money. I thought to myself, how hilarious would it be if you ever made it big? You know, you ever got rich, made a bunch of money, to start buying these things and having them shipped to your friend's house and just have your buddy's house, have his wife wake up in the morning and look out the front and have a gigantic 5 foot Bigfoot statue sitting on the front lawn. Thought it'd be great. Although, you know, the problem is, though, you can't do it now because everyone has all these cameras around the house. I mean, I do. And it's not even just a Ring camera. Everybody I know has all these cameras, and they're gaining more cameras. My house is 360 cameras all the time. You can't drive by without me getting your license plate number. You get the notifications on your phone. You know who's coming. You know who's going. It's the best. It's the best. Jesse, in my community, there's a retired Greyhound bus driver from Louisiana named Sam, a black guy, 66 years old. He's the friendliest person you'll ever meet. I run into him every few months, and when I saw him this morning, I had a chat. When I asked about gas prices and inflation, his response was, it's going to go down. It's going to go down. Long story short, he will still vote Democrat, and there's no changing his mind. Take many just like him, along with the mainstream media, illegals pouring into the country, and dirty Democrat tactics to win at all costs. Is a red wave really going to happen? All right, couple things. Sam, the bus driver. We've had this talk before. Let's have this talk again. Triage. You know what triage is. In case you don't, just a little refresher. There's a massive pile up on the highway, and a couple ambulances pull up, and there are 10 cars in smoking ruins. They are going to probably do triage there. They are going to make assessments based on how much equipment they have, how much time they have, how injured are you, how injured are you not. They're going to make cold-hearted assessments in order to save people's lives, and they're going to assess who they can save and who they can't save. The guy laying there and his chest is wide open, you can actually see his heart beating in the night air. Could they, all of them, gather up on just that guy and focus on only that guy and maybe save his life? Sure. Or they can write him off, say he's going to die. Like I said, it's very cold-hearted. And move on to these three kind of injured people who they can absolutely save without question. It's called triage. You save who you can, prioritize things, let the ones you can't go. If you've got some guy, a 66-year-old dude you enjoy talking to, and at this point in time he's paying $5, $6 a gallon, and he can't afford to make ends meet anymore, and he's still going to walk into the voting booth in November and punch that ticket for Democrat, okay, That sucks. Doesn't mean you have to disown him. Still chat with him every chance you get. But I think by now you should probably triage your friend and just accept him as somebody you can't save. All right? Plus, when you're 66, you ain't changing your ways. All right, somebody wants to know about voting for rhinos in the general election. How are we supposed to feel about that? How are we supposed to handle that? And someone has a sad tale. We're going to help him out. And one more thing. You are going to learn to protect yourself. If you don't think you should protect yourself, I would invite you to turn on the news right now, turn on social media, and go look at what's happening in the United States of America. Get a Hero non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls 100 miles per hour. They explode on contact. When they hit you, it hurts, and then you're in for real pain. The real pain comes later when the pepper cloud engulfs you. I've read you the email a bunch about a listener whose daughter had her life saved with one of these things. It's saving lives across the country. Anyone can use it. You don't have to be a gun guy or a gun girl. Has a laser sight, point and squeeze. Don't need a concealed carry permit. Get one for yourself and that person you love. Your daughter, your wife, your husband, your mom. Get one. Go to hero2020.com and get one. Get the new Hero Arrow, too, that one that's shaped like a remote control and shoots the gel out. I love that. Hero2020.com. Use the code Jesse for a special discount. State restrictions may apply.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday and a great day. Roe versus Wade overturned. New York gun law shot down. It's been a week, baby. It has been a week. And remember, you can email me your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. All can be emailed to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's deal with the heavy one real quick here. Because I actually probably should have got to this first. But dear Jesse, my fiance recently passed away on June 11th, and I've been searching for a way to deal with the pain of losing her less than a month from our wedding day. Any advice you could offer is appreciated. Says I can use his name. His name is Sam. Sam, when awful things happen and it hurts, here's what happens. I mean, you lose your fiance, someone you love, you're about to get married. Now you're sitting there and you're hurting like a deep ache. It's way beyond sorrow. It's just like a deep ache. It hurts to wake up in the morning. It hurts to go to bed at night. It hurts. And because it hurts so bad, what we want is the hurt to stop. How do you get past that? How do I get past this? How do I stop it? How do I stop it? I know this sounds ridiculous, but hear me out, Sam. Hear me out. You're welcome to email us back anytime you want. We'll get to as many as we can get to. It's okay to just hurt for a while, man. June 11th. That's like 2 weeks ago. You lost your fiance 2 weeks ago. I don't think you should be trying to move past the pain. Remember, there's a verse. What is that verse? They made a really crappy song out of that verse in the Bible about how there being a time for everything, a time for war, a time for peace, a time for love, a time for hate. I've discussed this before on the show. The human soul, it is made for different seasons. There's always something. There's always a new mountain in your life that you're going to hit and it's going to feel great. And there's always a new valley coming around the corner where it's going to hurt. And they don't last forever. The ups don't last and the downs don't last. How do you get over the pain? Only time. Only time. There's nothing else that'll do it but time. I don't necessarily think you should be trying to escape from the pain after 2 weeks. I get why you'd want to. It hurts. Be sad, man. Be sad. Look, if it's your thing, cry. Go meet a buddy. Have a beer. Do something that takes your mind off it. You know what I've always liked, especially when I'm down about something, what I've always done and what I've always liked. And I don't know your situation. He didn't say where he was from. Nature has always helped me. I like being out. I get away from people and the noise, leave the phone in the truck, turn off the Jesse Kelly Show, and go for a walk in the mountains. Go down by the river. Go get out, all right? Get out. Keep your chin up, my brother. Life goes on. Life goes on. That's tough, though. Dear Sombrero Jesse, huge fan of the show. I'm an anti-communist from Iowa, and I'm sick of spineless Republicans doing nothing to stop the dirty commie scum. I'm so upset to see, quote, Republican Joni Ernst vote to strip Second Amendment rights with the red flag law tonight. Though she's not up for re-election in 2022, should I vote for rhinos like her in the future if they're the best option? I get these questions a lot. Says I can say his name if I read it on the air. His name's Joey. What should I do? What should I do in the general? There are two different parts to this. One, you and me, we have to get a lot more involved in primaries than we are. We aren't near as involved in primaries as we should be. These gigantic loser senators, they all get primaried and they destroy their primary competition because everyone sits at home until the general election so they can go out and vote against the Democrat. People just dismiss it. The primary is where the real battle is won. That's where the real battle is won. But, and I say that to say this, but we got to bite the bullet sometimes. The world is oftentimes, most of the time, not black and white. You don't always get a candidate you're excited to vote for. I wasn't excited to vote for anyone. In fact, I don't think I've ever been excited to vote for anyone. Ever. Look, when Trump first ran, remember, I didn't like Trump in the primary. I was a Ted Cruz guy, and I didn't think Trump was going to do that well, but I hated Hillary so much, I went out and voted for Trump. I was never one of these never Trump times, but I went out and voted for Trump, but I wasn't thrilled about it. He turned out to be great, don't get me wrong, but it's not like I was in the voting booth going, woohoo, Trump. Who was excited about voting for McCain? Or Romney. I've never had a president, at least, I've been excited about voting for. Sometimes you can't cut off your nose to spite your face. That's just the bottom line. Yeah, Joni Ernst sucks. This vote sucked. We should try to primary her next time. When it comes to general elections, though, man, these rhinos, as bad as they suck, as much as I hate them, and I hate them worse than the communists, we're kind of stuck with them lots of the time. We just are. I'm sorry. I can't get over this. I need to play more Chuck Todd. Can I take a minute and play some Chuck Todd? I have to, Chris.
It's the first time in my lifetime that I can think of where a Supreme Court took away a right. Supreme Courts, I can't think of another court in the last 100 years that has done this. A right that was there taken away. You know, we're used to the Supreme Court granting rights, same-sex marriage, you know, sort of in reinterpreting things. This is a specific right being taken away from slightly more than half the population. So I just think we don't fully know the consequences yet. That's why we love the phrase unintended consequences. And I think there's going to be a lot of them, short-term, medium-term, and long-term. But the trust in the court and the erosion of that and making it be viewed as an extraordinarily partisan institution. You know, we already have that in the House.
Isn't this glorious? I'm sorry. I can't stop smiling. I'm so enjoying. It's so great whenever these communists get kicked in the teeth, whenever they take a loss, all of a sudden everyone else is being partisan. They're so good at that. It's not political. Just do the stuff I want and stop being political. Remember they did that about the vaccines endlessly? They were always doing that. Stop being political and just take something I tell you to take, peasant. Obama did this with every single issue. He was great at it, to be honest. He'd stand up behind the microphone. We don't have to play politics. Quit playing politics. Let's just pass whatever I want. The second these people get hit back, they accuse you of being partisan or playing politics and all these other things. Well, sorry, communist. We view your religion as partisan, too. I took Roe versus Wade as being political. Just because it's getting blasted and you're taking away that precious right you think you have to kill the unborn, don't think that's going to make me back off at all. Not even one little bit. We still have an entire hour of Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and the questions are awesome, and we're going to have fun. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.